Bruce Rave hanging out backstage at the Laneway Festival with two of Rolling Blackout's Coastal Fever. We've got Fran and, is it Keeney?
Yeah, Fran Keeney, yep.
And we have Tom Russo, right? One of the two brothers.
That's right.
This is very cool. Laneway is number one, probably my favorite larger festival, because it leans more alternative and edgy. It doesn't try to be all things to all people. I also get to see you guys play in your hometown, which is very cool.
Yeah, that's exciting. Actually, we've played a few shows so far, Singapore, Auckland, and Adelaide, but it's going to be nice to play to a bunch of friends this time, so looking forward to it.
I came here 3 years ago. Courtney Barnett played, so those are good. You know, that's a good pattern, I think.
It is, yeah. Another Melbourne, great Melbourne artist.
Absolutely. A lot of great stuff coming out of here. Even some bands that are coming my way in America that aren't even known here yet. Congratulations to you guys, Coachella. In a year where there aren't a lot of guitar bands, you guys are playing Coachella. That's a big plus for you guys.
That's right. Yeah, it was a shock when we got the invite, and we were totally keen to, because I've got a lot of friends who've actually flown over just for that festival in the past, so it's obviously got a great reputation, so we're pretty pumped to be on the lineup, albeit in quite small print, but
we're not exactly next to Beyonce, but yeah, I think the main reaction from people was kind of in disbelief, like, you guys are playing Coachella? That's so weird. And we're like, yeah, we know.
Well, especially this year, given their lineup. But I've got a theory that, I mean, there are a lot of guitar rock fans of your kind of music, and they're not going to have as many options there this year, so hopefully they're going to do some homework and they're going to come see you guys.
Hopefully, yeah. It's tough to say. We don't know what to expect, but it's going to be a fun time either way.
You guys have been to the States before. This is not going to be your first time, right?
Yeah, no, we went over in March last year. We went to South By and also did a bit of a tour with another band, Tennis. So we played with them in, obviously, South By Austin. Then we went to Philadelphia, New York, Washington, and then we flew over to LA, played at the Echo, and really liked that place. Then we went up to Seattle. So we've just done a few places there, but the idea is this time we'll delve a little deeper and get to drive around rather than fly around. And so get to see the landscape changing, and it's going to be really, really nice to see all these towns you hear about and you know about but haven't seen yet.
Are you going to be at South by Southwest as well? Are you coming early enough to play that?
No, not this year. Yeah, we did South by last year, and yeah, just this time, when are we going to be? No, I think we'll still be back here at that point, and we sort of kick it off with Coachella and then do a bit of, I don't know, about 3 weeks, you know, driving through the up the guts, as we say in Australia, like straight through the centre. So from west coast to east coast. So no South By this year.
You probably played a bunch of shows there last year as well, right?
Pretty hectic sort of a thing, you know, you just play three times a day when you're a band just cutting your teeth, as we are. You go over there and you stay in pretty modest surrounds, so we were all lined up like the Seven Dwarfs sort of thing, you know, lined up in these little sleeping mats on the ground in this co-op that we were lucky enough to be able to stay in. So yeah, it's pretty hectic, but it was worthwhile and good fun.
We have a lot to talk about, but also want to get to some of your music, and I've played about 5 of your songs so far on my show, so it's one of the reasons I love having a new music show is if I can be early on someone and then start to see things start to blow up for a band, as it's beginning to do for you guys. Let's talk about the song Clean Slate, and I know you have 3 songwriters in the band, so where did that come from? What's a little background on Clean Slate?
Yeah, Tom and I wrote that one together. The idea of it was this old entrepreneur guy that I was reading about who had this sort of stranger than fiction type life, where he just sort of, it's one of those old world people that they were big hotshot businessmen. They had a plane, you know, they tried their hand at a little bit of theatre. Back in the day, it seemed like people could just, there were charlatans all over the place. It's basically about a charlatan. So yeah, that was just sort of the nub of the idea of the song. I don't know, the words just sort of fell out, and it's just about fucking up, starting again, fucking up again.
Yeah, someone just ruining everything and leaving it behind in flames and going again. So that was story was kind of inspiration for it. And then we tried to get inside the mind of that character. Like, yeah, really interesting guy who's just like, yeah, leave it all in flames and move on to the next place. Which, I don't know, it's pretty kind of a romantic idea, but kind of stupid as well.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting, too. I think that one thing that you guys blend, I think, very well, and I've heard that the two P words mentioned, pop and punk. And I think what grabbed me when I first heard of you guys was you know, you have really hooky guitars, which I think is really important, and you have great melodies, but a lot of it is very much a punk kind of a background, at least to me. And you guys have been doing this for a while as well.
Well, I guess the background, we've been playing together, a few of us, in various forms for like 10 years, actually. Like we played in teenage bands together, and Joe Fran and I, who do the majority of the songwriting, played in other variations of this band for a long time, and just always just, garage, just messing around. Like, we'd play a gig once every 6 months or whatever. So, yeah, in this form, we've only been doing it in earnest for sort of 2 or 3 years. We're not punks by any stretch of the imagination, but I think we really like kind of pop songs with, I don't know, played with guitars with driving rhythms. And yeah, I guess some of us like punk music, but we don't really come from a punk background. We're sort of a bit softer than that, but just kind of speeding up, I guess, the kind of music we like.
Now, you guys in various forms have been doing this since high school. At what point did you start to feel the spark? You know, the spark that is now expanding for you guys. When did you start? When did that start to hit you, would you say?
What do you mean by the spark? Like enjoying playing or people liking enjoying it?
People enjoying you.
Okay. When we started this iteration of the band, something clicked. Because it used to just be a three-piece. And then when we got more guitars in, we freed up possibility for doing, dueling leads. We also got a really good bassist in Tom's brother Joe, and a really good drummer in Joe's old housemate, or our old housemate, Marcel. I don't know, there's some things, some chemistries just seem, some things just really click, and that just clicked, and people liked our songs and our shows. We were able to play a lot better live. We were just better. We weren't completely crap. It started to then get better and better as we played more and more.
Yeah, and it takes time. And it takes reps. It definitely, over and over again. You're probably tired of everybody wanting to know where the name came from. Everybody wants to know. I know, but I'm sure the listeners want to know too. So one more time for the audience.
Yeah, sure. So we were originally called Rolling Blackouts, this one, which was named after a song, one of our early songs in our old band, which was called World of Sport, and we had a song called Rolling Blackouts, which was sort of based, it was one of mine, it was based on this feeling of being in Southeast Asia when the blackouts were coming through and the rain's beating down. It was just this kind of feeling of, I don't know, tropical, it's hard to explain, sort of enchantment in the tropics, and that's, when the power's out and the rain's beating down, and that was that song. We named it after that, and then after a little while, after a couple of years, we started realizing when we were putting music on the internet and stuff, started getting, realizing there's a lot of other bands with that same name, particularly, there was a couple in the States who'd been out to Australia, and there was a bit of friction, like a bit of confusion when you put up on Spotify or, with the internet now, everyone knows, you can see all kinds of other bands all around the world, and with just putting our songs up online, it started getting a bit messy, so we decided, rather than abandon it altogether, in a somewhat short-sighted move, we just decided to put some more words on the end. And those two words don't really mean anything specifically. We threw around a lot of options, and those, it's kind of something grand and something a bit absurd about it, which is a juxtaposition we always seem to like in this, the idea of these really big ideas, but it's kind of, really melodramatic. and we didn't realize it was really long and we'd have to say that name forever. So we just sort of stuck with it, and when we write it out, we just abbreviate to CF. That's the story. It's kind of we're stuck with it now, but it's fine,
When your promotion person, when I first came across you, I got that email with some of your music, and I thought, oh, they might be a surf rock band or something like that. You get that sometimes, right?
We do get that, but we're not actually, I suppose there's some surf elements, but none of us, there's two people in the band who kind of surf poorly, but we're from Melbourne, which is not really a surf city. Right. It's not a coastal city like, say, Sydney. Yeah, we don't really identify as surfers or anything, but can understand how that all came about, but we weren't thinking about that all at the time. We weren't thinking about anything, really.
Sometimes that's the best way. How about the song Julie's Place?
Tom and I wrote that one. We wrote that in the living room at Amos Street. My girlfriend's name Julie, but it's not really about us. It's more just about liking someone and just sort of fucking it up. That's pretty much what that song's about. But yeah, the idea of the song was written Tom and I on acoustic guitars, as is often the case, but the song only really came into its own when we really started playing it with everybody and came up with new parts and new leads, and the chorus came into its own when we played it together, which is the way that we write our most of our songs, our best songs, I think, when we just sort of have the nub of an idea and then bring it to everybody and the band writes it.
You were mentioning earlier you toured the US with Tennis, by the way. That wouldn't be an obvious match to me. How did that go?
Somehow it actually really did work. They had this playlist when they were between the bands when we were playing, and it had the song by Jeremy Spencer, Travelin', which is one of our all-time favourites. I think that was sort of the song that sort of linked our bands together. There is this sort of like, there are a lot of sweet melodies that in that band particularly, and we've got a few as well. For some reason, we really did seem to fit together, so it was really nice.
And we thought sort of their crowds that it might be, you know, odd match, and we'd get a pretty indifferent crowd. You know, we were opening some big, beautiful venues, like sort of Bowery Ballroom in New York and a bunch of others, but the crowd ended up being so enthusiastic and, like, you know, so supportive of us, and they were all there early. It's kind of, I don't know if it's different in the culture, but in Australia, if you're an opening band for a bigger act, often met with a bit of indifference. People like, you know, hurry up and let the main guys on, but their crowds were so lovely, and so it was a real privilege to be able to do that for unknowns.
You can get that indifference in the U.S. too, for sure. Hopefully you won't experience much of that. Speaking of your live show, you guys are going to hit the stage here in about 2 hours, so I haven't seen you. Many of the people in the U.S. are going to see you guys for the first time, including Coachella, of course. What can we expect in a rolling coastal, rolling blackouts? See, even I struggle with it. Rolling Blackouts Coastal Fever live show. How do you describe it?
I think it's just us just playing like we do in a room together, which is just, I think we just sort of just try and lose ourselves in the rhythm. High octane.
There's a lot of guitars, as you might expect. Yeah. We all play the guitar. But basically, yeah, it's all about the rhythm. Like, we let the rhythm section of the, you know, of the engine, we just kind of follow them, and there might be poppy melodies over the top, but we all kind of bob up and down and get into the groove and everything else is kind of window dressing, but it's really about a pretty, yeah, sort of driving rhythm.
How about your song Mainline? And by the way, we're sitting here February 3rd. This week, you guys may already know this, there's a new music panel, which is a few dozen of the alternative radio new music shows. I report to that. My show is on there. Your brand new song, Mainline, is number one in the United States right now. Did you know that?
I saw that report come through from our manager sent that on, and I didn't really understand what it was. I knew it was something to do with the radio, but I mean, if you can enlighten us as to what that means, it sounds good. It's good to be number one at something, but I'm not quite sure what that actually...
I'll show it to you on my phone when we're finished, if you still have a minute. But basically, it's the major market new music shows in the alternative format, in the two different charts. This is something that I'm very honored to be part of myself. This weekend, I already did my show. Mainline is on that show, for example. But at any rate, yeah, I'll show it to you when we're done. It's great. It's a stepping stone. It doesn't mean that all of a sudden you're going to be doing stadiums in America. But it's a great way to get the name out there. And that's very cool. So, of course, we want to know. Tell me about Mainline.
I'll tell you about the one. So, Mainland, yeah, that's a song written about a year ago. It was one of mine. What is there to say? I based it on some chords that my brother Joe had, who's a bass player, but he also happens to be probably a better guitarist than myself. But we just make him play the bass in this band. Yeah, I just stole some chords from him and elaborated on them. Lyrically, it's about, it was based on a trip I took with my girlfriend to the Aeolian Islands off the coast of Sicily, which is where some of my ancestors came from, and it was just a really profound trip, and it was really beautiful. Just sitting in the shack in the corner of the island, looking out to the sea. Yeah, but it was about, you know, that, the enchantment of that, but also at the same time there was sort of some, you know, some bad things happening. This was like a, you know, refugee crisis happening just on, you know, a few kilometers away, really. It's me kind of reflecting on what you can do, how, like, you feel helpless in those situations, to kind of using love as a shield against some of those bad things happening, but also, I don't know, it sounds cheesy, but just trying to be a good person. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. There's a lot of talk, of course, about, and I think you guys, obviously you talk among yourselves, you hear it from other people too. People talk about, you know, genres get stronger, they go through leaner periods. And this may not be as strong a period for guitar bands, but at the same time, you know, when I hear your music, I think of the Strokes. I think of Parquet Courts, which I hope is a compliment.
Yeah. And, I love those bands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I... In bands like Royal Blood, Wolf Alice is here today. You know, I don't want to hear ever that guitar music is dead. It isn't dead. But I think it's just, for me, it's the power of the song. It's just what's fresh, what sounds really on top of things. How do you guys look at it when you're talking among yourselves? Just the whole, just where everything seems to be going.
I don't know. I don't really think about that much, like what people are into at the moment. I think we just try and write what we are into and then put it out there.
We can only write what we can write, and this is the style that we've stumbled upon. Like, we're not there consciously going, let's make, I don't know, yeah, guitar music or anything. And you know, I love, and all of us love, a whole range of music. We don't exclusively listen to guitar artists or whatever, and I think it's great that, you know, there's so many other styles of music are so popular at the moment, and there's so much great music out there if you have a look. I think that conversation's always been going on, right? You know, is rock and roll going to die? And it's like, it's never going to die, man. It's like, it's not. It might go underground. It goes through phases, but, you know, don't worry too much about that.
Never going to die. I agree. And if people change, that's always a bad move, because 6 months down the road, everything else around us could be changing. So what is coming up next for Rolling Blackout's Coastal Fever?
Yeah, okay, so we'll tour in April, May. We're just readying an album at the moment, so that should be middle, later in the year. All just being finalised at the moment, but that's the plan. Put something out and then keep touring.
Yeah, that's it. I think, yeah, this year's going to hit the road pretty heavily, and can't wait to get the debut album proper out. Had a couple of EPs, so this is the first kind of full-length. Really excited about it.
Well, I'm excited to see you guys, and good luck. Be very cool to hear the rest of the album. We've had a taste of it with Mainline, and have a great set today. I might run into you later in the day, maybe, who knows, the after party tonight, or in L.A. when you guys come through. There might be a Coachella sideshow that we'll be able to catch you at. Have you announced one for, okay, but there might be.
Yeah. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed on that. And you were at the Echo last time. That's a cool venue.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much, guys. All the best to Rolling Blackout's Coastal Fever.
All right. Thanks, Bruce.
Thanks, Bruce.